Hello and welcome to the Gospel Proclamation with Reflection for Thursday, April 18th. Alleluia, Alleluia, the Lord who hung for us upon the tree has risen from the tomb. Alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory be to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the crowd, "No one can come to me unless he is drawn by the Father who sent me, and I'll raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, they will all be taught by God. And to hear the teaching of the Father and to learn from it, it is to come to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who comes from God. He has seen the Father. I tell you most solemnly, everybody who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate manna in the desert, and they are dead. But this is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that a man may eat it and not die. I am the living bread, which came down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Here we continue in John chapter 6, the discourse of the bread of life. And here is something, interesting in the sense that here again, Jesus is giving himself to us. And he says, "I am the living bread which comes down from heaven." He's equivocating this manna that came at the time of Moses to his own self. He comes to us. I was just listening to a homily not that long ago, and the preacher was saying, like, how do we know that Jesus is real? Like, what is the proof that he has for these Easter miracles? And he just basically said, he showed up. He comes to us. He comes to us. He fulfills his promises. And this is exactly what this gospel is talking about. He fulfills his promises. He says, anyone, it comes to me through the Father. And if you see me, you see my Father. This is the impulse of all of us. We have this impulse to know God, and we search for it sometimes in the very wrong places. But Christ always and gently calls us to himself. This is the call of church. This is the call of Mass, right? Mass is not a place of being entertained. It's not a concert. It's not any of those things. What it is it is a liturgical action that brings Christ to us in the Eucharist. The Eucharist is the soul and divinity. It is truly Christ there. He is the bread of life. In this encounter with Christ, we become not only more Christ-like, we become more Christ, this divinization, but in that way we become fully human, that we become what we are created to do. This is this fulfillment of our own call of Christ. Today, let us ponder that call of Christ today. Let us ponder, what is Christ asking for us to do this day? Christ died for all, that those who live may live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and is risen. Alleluia. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in the peace of Christ. Thanks be to God. Well, thank you very much for joining me here today. I just want to give you a little heads up, or maybe you already realized this, is that a couple days ago, I think I said the wrong date for the homily, but it's the right gospel. Anyways, I kind of got mixed up in my calendar. So if you caught it, good on you. And if you didn't, well, no harm, no foul. Until next time, God bless, have a great day, and keep it crispy, my little tater tots. Bye.